And here we are with our very first podcast. I've got Jordan here. I'm the sportsologist. Jordan, how are you?
Well, very good, sportsologist. How are you?
I'm excellent, excellent. And sort of being our very first podcast, I'm sort of, you know, our target market is sort of sports tragics and couch potatoes. I know I'm a bit of a couch potato when it comes Boxing Day, cricket.
Well, I thought I was going to be the couch potato, mate, and you were going to take on the tragic role, but that's okay. We can work around that.
Either or either. I'm sure at various times we're either or either.
I think there's going to be many times we're both going to be potatoes, and I think it works together, actually.
I'm sure it does. Be a nice vegetable soup we would make.
Yes, yes.
So, do you think you're a sports tragic or?
I love sports. I don't know. So, if I've been playing for a long time, I think I didn't think I had much choice with my parents. So they were they grew up in Western Australia. I think Mum was a crazy footy, like an AFL person. Like back then, it was a waffle, I think it was. And yeah, so grew up around that. Dad, well, man, coached footy and so forth. And I think from the age of three, I was hanging around, you know, the footy and played myself and tennis and a few different other little sports like that. So, yeah, I love the sports. And as you know, I did a sports show for a couple of years on local radio stations. So, yeah, it's always in the heart.
Absolutely, on Paradise FM, of course, and that's where we did meet. I'm still doing the little sports segment there with Mark on Saturday mornings. So not a newbie entirely to the microphone.
No, and I think what was interesting about doing it and starting off with a show like that is just the diversity of sports that you actually get to cover. I mean, last time we were in there, we're learning everything from 10-pin bowling to, you know, then it's moving to pickleball and then we hit the NRL and then it's cricket and then, you know, anything in between. Of course, I never realised how cutthroat the old croquet was either. You know, geez, that's...
Well, I haven't had a crack at croquet, I've got to admit there. But look, getting back to pickleball, there's a bit of an urban myth going around and it's on the word's out on the street that when you actually played your very first pickleball game, you were absolutely thrashed by an 85-year-old grandmother.
Well, that's true. And I'm probably making her a bit younger than she was too, actually. You know, I'd freely have to admit that one now. So, you know, let's call her Shirley because that's probably appropriate for about that age. And, yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. Having played tennis for quite a few years, I thought, oh, what's this, you know, this pickleball and everyone's like, you know, older than me, so I'll go easy. And I tell you what, mate, I didn't win a point. She just sat at the net. Well, what you got to have like a thing, I think you got to be about 900 back with the kitchen. And, nothing was getting past that lady. So, anyway, lesson learnt.
Well, you probably kept hitting the ball to her.
Well, I tried not to. I think I hit the net more than I hit her, but anyway, that's all right. That was the pressure of the game time. Hey? That was the pressure of the game time.
It's amazing what pressure does, that's for sure, especially when you're playing an 85-year-old grandmother.
Well, I tell you what, it's I tell you that sport is taken off. I've been really interested. Like in Australia, I think that you get a lot of, so maybe it's the timing or whatever, but you do get a lot of the older style or type playing it. It's rare to see, you know, younger people, except maybe at the universities or whatever. But overseas, it's a completely different scenario. You know, the pros are all in their 20s, the same as like tennis, that kind of thing. So it's an interesting game. It's you're trying to explain it to people. It's sort of like a mix between table tennis and badminton and tennis. So that's how I put it. And geez, you know, it works you out. And well, short, fast game, and yes,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you haven't got the speed across the court. Well, you don't need the speed across the court. It's it can be a little bit of a stand and deliver game. So it's really still, if you've got that hand-eye coordination, you're still very competitive.
Yeah, well, there's also what we call the little dinks. So if you ever watch it on YouTube, you actually see the four people actually standing up because, as I said before about the kitchen, where you can't stand right up at the net and slam it. So you've got to have that little thing. So it actually becomes a game of wait for your opportunity and your chance. You can have 50, 60, 70 rally sometimes they pros who just waiting for that one chance, and even then, like they slam the ball, and people are still hitting it back. It's quite an interesting game. I think what's good about it as well is it's short and sharp. So most games will last 15 minutes, maybe. Well, obviously, like pros, they're much better at it. So you can get in, you get in hard, you know, change it around. It's easy to carry around a little paddle and you know, smaller size and everything. For example, I just saw two tennis courts get redone, and that makes eight pickleball courts.
That's up at Alstonville?
Yeah, yeah. So rather than say eight people playing doubles, I'm not saying, you know, I love tennis too. I love tennis, great game. You can have like 32 people having a hit. So there's the other sort of scenario as well, but it's not a bad game.
And talking about overseas, I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago we were talking about pickleball, and I mentioned that Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf, who are married obviously and tennis legends, are really pushing pickleball and to be an Olympic sport.
No, I think it will be. I think it's like, I have to look at the stats, but I think it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world. It's definitely in this country. Because seriously, I remember, like, for a bit of fun, I remember when I was doing the sports show here, when did I start that? 4 years ago? So, and this sheet comes across. So they've got this little, like, run sheets, you know, what's happening in the community or whatever. And so you give it a plug. And this thing came across pickleball. And I thought it was hilarious, you know, and I started reading further, you know, what the hell is a pickleball? And so the pickleball is not actually called a pickle, even though it looks like one. They use a thing called a wiffle ball for best explanation. It's like a giant practice golf ball with all the plastic, you know, with the holes in it and everything like that. And finally, after being heckled for about five sessions from the local lady, I rocked down and I did it. There's probably got four people there. And I thought, okay, I'll give this a go. And then 2 years later, a friend rocked me up and it's full. It's probably about 100 people playing the thing. So that's how quickly it's taken off.
Yeah, well, it does sort of favour people who are a bit older and aren't so mobile, and it can be played indoors, and, you know, a lot of factors there that make it appealing to older people. Another bit of a social thing as well. You get to meet people. You get to meet 85-year-old grandmothers, for example.
It balances out. Yeah, well, you know, I'm not into underestimating an 85-year-old grandmother. I'm not talking about a pickleball court either. There's a pretty wily 85-year-olds hanging around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, talking about Olympic sports, I remember quite a few weeks ago when I was talking to Mark, we were talking about cricket coming into the Olympics, and another sport that America – Well, they were going to let in, I think it's the next Olympics in America, and I should know when it is, but I have forgotten. But they were mentioning about getting in flag football. Now, did you know much about flag football at all? Or?
No, when you mentioned that, like all I mentioned was like, you know, like touch tag. That's the only thing that even comes
close
to.
Yeah, well, it's very much like like rugby league's Oztag with the tag, but it's played to the NFL gridiron rules. And it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world as well. I thought, well, look, that's a gimme for the Americans to get an Olympic gold medal. But, yeah, I did my research and it's played in 100 countries by up to 20 million people, and Austria has won more world titles than anyone.
Okay. Austria.
Arnie must be behind that. I'm not too sure.
That's all those inspirational Mozart music, mate. Hey?
Yes. Good for the footwork.
maybe it's better in the snow. What do you think?
Well, it could be. I don't know how much snow Austria has. You'd think obviously skiing would be be one of their major sports. But yeah, so flag football, they're a gun in flag football. So that surprised me. And that's the sort of kind of things that we want to bring up over the coming weeks. Little things that sort of spark our interest in things.
And what I found is particularly interesting, like, you know, when we started chatting and like that, was actually the history and the things that you bring to the table, where it's almost like a historical sort of thing, but also, you know, you bring some questions out and some debating topics, I guess, for want of a better word, but, you know, in a positive manner. Obviously read the feedback and the comments that come through on the facey and everything with you. And, yes, I think this is what you like. You like to just put the question out there. Let's discuss the question. Let's the feedback from people and, you know, what's the, you know, what their honest opinions are on things and, you know, open up some things that aren't necessarily always opened up or addressed the right way through the official channels. And I think this is one of the things that people want to listen to and understand. They want to be heard, what their opinion is, and not because the amount of times, I don't know about US, AFL, NRL, all these guys, they toe the line. The truth rarely comes out. They've always just got to, you know, play it bad or can't talk about this, can't talk about that. And that's what I see this really coming through is, you know, hitting some topics that perhaps people don't want to touch or talk about. And Now let's see what people got to say.
Absolutely. What I personally like is I like researching those little bits of trivia.
You don't, do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
I know it's come as a surprise to you, I know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's just a fascination with a lot of stats sometimes, you know. I love the cricket stats, and obviously rugby league and has a lot more stats. I love baseball stats, you know. I don't do a lot of stories on baseball, but they've got stats for everything. It's, you know, who ate the most hot dogs, you know. Bloody...
The important stuff, mate.
Yeah, the important stuff. But it's incredible.
That's why you go so well, you know. You dig up this, you know, this stuff that's, you know, do or die, you know, hot dogs,
actually,
kind of things,
hot dog
cakes,
eating contests.
Sort of
yep, important. Absolutely. Yeah. But that's what, over the coming weeks, we sort of want to bring up a few maybe unknown stories or the lesser known stories, sort of have a bit of a read about that. Also, what's trending, you know, obviously we want to stick our nose in with what's trending, but, you know, most of the time it's going to be background stories on things and a bit of trivia and, banter.
It's got a lot of stuff on a lot of levels. And I also think what's important is, you know, anyone who's, you know, listening regularly, you know, Give us a little buzz, like, hey, you know, I heard about something, or this would be really interesting to have a bit of a chat about this. What do you boys think? And, yeah, we'll open it up.
Absolutely. The Facebook page would be good for that, at Sportsologist with a Z. That's good for getting a bit of feedback. And, yeah, look, happy to hear people's comments, that's for sure. You know, it's actually quite funny. I actually did a story yesterday and I posted it, and I had as my reference David Middleton, who is the NRL chief statistician.
Okay.
And anyway, when I posted the story, someone sort of said, oh, I'm not too sure whether that's right. And I went, oh, okay. And so I said, well, you know, the NRL statistician is – verified it. Then I did my research, and this guy was 100% correct. It wasn't, the statistician wasn't 100% correct. This other guy was. And it was a little bit of an interesting sort of post note to the story that I actually, it made the story a little bit bigger. So I just sort of had to change it around a little bit. But yeah, it was, so even the statisticians can get it wrong.
Well, when you think about it, the stats are only as good as the source you get them from.
Correct. And I thought I was being a bit of a safe bet there with the top NRL statistician. But took me about an hour to research it, and I did find it. So, look, happy to have people's opinions. And if they're, you know, if they think something's not quite 100%, then by all means, you know.
And you know what? This is the other beautiful thing about, you know, this day and age, love social media, and now we're all connected or not connected, you know, that's whatever, take it or leave it. But there's people out there, I mean, days gone by, he was the statistician, he wouldn't know how to check, he wouldn't know what to check, he wouldn't even know where to go. Now, bang, we've got avenues to question these things, and this is what we want to do.
Well,
sit here and, like, you know, talk those sort of idle sort of things. We want to, like, really get in there and understand some stuff, yeah?
Well, that's exactly what I did say to you a couple of weeks ago about Bradman's final innings. No one knew that he needed only 4 runs to have an even 100 batting average, because back in those days, 1948, you're talking about, the really only source of information was radio and newspapers, and stats weren't that highly sort of sought after. And so Bradman didn't even know that he needed just 4 runs. Wouldn't have probably made any difference. I mean, he was going to go out there and try and score as many runs as he could. But anyway, he, failed, got a duck, and ended up with 99.94. So stats are really just in the modern game have other thing that's, it relies on.
I think just for a bit of fun doing, when my legendary fourth grade cricket career, that's basically all we used to do was everyone discussed, had to put the stats in each week for the game, and all my team were saying, you know, how we go, or how are the boys going? They go, where's my stats, mate?
You know, they went like, how many come you haven't put my 50 up? Yeah, like,
well,
you gotta, I just love that.
Well, that is great. Actually, when I sort of made a bit of a comeback after a long time not playing cricket, and everything was online and you could look up all your stats, and it was great. I'm sure kids are doing that all the time, but
oh, they love it.
I found that nowadays kids are more concerned in cricket, they're more concerned about their run rates. So it's not that I got a, you know, 50 off 200 balls. I got a 50 off 31 balls.
Yeah.
And they're all thinking about run rates and scoring quickly. That's a good thing in a way, but it doesn't help players in junior cricket build big innings. And that's the thing.
True.
And they're all, you know, and it may be a reason why there's not a lot of guys – in the Sheffield Shield pushing for spots in the test team, you know, but that's probably the story for another, you know, for another podcast.
It is. Well, this has just been the opening one, or the first one, obviously. So what are you thinking when we hit episode two, we're going to hit the ground running and get into some good stuff, and
we will
put some things out there, or any thoughts or comments people have got, where to go. We're, once again, that's what we're about.
Well, I was sort of thinking maybe we might look at a few winning and losing streaks in AFL and NRL football and rugby union. I've got a few stats on that, so that might be our sort of little episode that we put up next.
Oh, I think we can do that.
I'm sure we can. Good. So for our first little podcast now for Couch Potatoes and Sports Tragics, there's two of them right here, right now, and thanks for listening, if you have been listening, and we will endeavour to get another podcast episode out as soon as we can.
That's right. We've got to work on our theme song too, mate.
Well, that's it. We'll put the we'll get the guitar out and have a few tinnies. And
anything that will drown out the voices.
Exactly.
The more creative we get, the longer, you know, the longer it'll go.
Exactly. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for coming in.
Nice,
and we'll see you next time.
Okay, mate. Talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Bye.